Do you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic, the College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Had to rock out a little bit more this morning. Good morning. I am your host, Chris DeHart. This is the College of Energy Knowledge. We cover, like he said, everything from your crawl space to your attic, making recommendations on how to make your home more energy efficient and the things that you can do yourself as well to make your home more energy efficient. So with me this morning, I have my right-hand man, Mr. Tyrone Fagan. Good morning, Mr. Fagan.
Good morning, Mr. DeHart.
And we got a fun-filled day today. We're going to be out at the Fit for Fun Family Day out in Brunswick County, the First Baptist Church of Leland, where my kids go to school at Leland Christian Academy, LCA, Leland Christian Academy. All my bells aren't working yet this morning. I'm still a little loose from
it's
the
early,
crazy
brother.
Week we've had, man. We got a lot of work done this week. The Fit for Fun Family Day, the weather's going to be beautiful. I think, let's see, the 77 today, there's only a 10% chance of rain, which means they're not going to do that to us, even though last week it said it was going to rain every day and it only rained once. It was kind of weird weather. It's going to be a beautiful day. Fit for Fun Family Day. They're going to have bouncy houses set up for the kids, face painting, intensity challenge, strongman competition. If you're feeling froggy this morning, from 10 to 4 at the First Baptist Church in Leland, there's definitely going to be some arm wrestling, raffle music vendors, and strongman competition. So if you're feeling froggy, bring it. That's what we need to get livers. We need to get our guy out there, our head installer.
That's right.
Get him out there. He thinks he's really strong, so we'll see. See if he's up for the challenge. So,
I saw him crawling rafters yesterday like Spider-Man. It was incredible.
Yeah, that was a crazy attic. One of the things that me and Tamron wanted to talk about this morning was new construction. Obviously, we talk a lot about retrofitting and how we can fix a house. But, you know, being able to get our hands on it before that drywall is up, while the house is being built, you kind of can't go wrong because it's going to be done right. And it's going to be done right, the first time. So, when I first started the company, I went and talked to builders and told them about what they did, and they really just kind of blew me off, Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just really neat to see that full circle. Those builders are starting to call me now. So we just did a new construction house in we actually just did the Radiant Bear on a new construction house in Compass Point. Beautiful community, really nice community. They were right behind us, good customers of ours, the Appels, and yeah, I was just kind of amazed at the look at what the insulation looked like. You know, the inspector came in there, you know, looked around and said, "All right, you're good. You can hang drywall." And I couldn't believe it.
I know. It was an incredible experience for me, Chris. Like I was telling you before we went on air, being that I learn every single day with All About Energy Solutions, and you know, I'm a little bit obviously behind you and your knowledge base, but being a part of the partnership with Kent Homes and starting out with John, you know, their superintendent, and you know, he actually had a really good grasp on insulation. And I think based on my experience and seeing what I've done, whether it was with Ferretti Homes and talking to Joe Ferretti or Kent Homes, Kent Homes definitely is taking an initiative to do a little bit more than your average builder is in order to be able to seal some of the penetrations utilizing the spray foam, which I know is now, you know, a code issue. However, with that being said, it was really interesting to see the things that still aren't being done. Finding spaces where there's actual places that are being left wide open, where there's a draft that's going to come in as soon as that drywall goes. However, it's past code, And the inspectors come in and said, oh, fine, let's go ahead and throw drywall up. But we have obvious areas where there's going to be drafts where there's two things that are going to happen to those homeowners. One, they're going to have a level of discomfort in that room, like I had in my house that was new construction. And 7 years later, going and trying to seal all these penetrations, blowing some more attic insulation and put up a radiant barrier so that my wife can wear a t-shirt and shorts from one room to the other.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, leaving those spots open creates a discomfort. But more importantly, it hits them in the energy bill department.
And what Tyron's talking about when he's saying spray foam, every outlet in your house, you got to think, if you have 2x4 construction, 2x4 walls, you know, those boxes, that they don't fill up that full cavity. So you got about a half an inch behind that box. And it's really tough to stuff insulation in there. Even if you did stuff insulation in there, you've compressed the insulation, so it's not going to do for you what it should do for you if you had regular insulation behind it. So what we do is we use an expandable foam, and we foam behind every outlet in your house, every receptacle, every outlet, anywhere where that draft could come in, so we can stop that air from coming in.
And, you know, taking into consideration, Chris, I've gotten an opportunity to meet some incredible people like the Seidels, that just purchased through Kent Homes and then acquired us as their contractor to make sure that their house was more energy efficient and comfortable. But at the end of the day, when we were talking, they wanted to make sure that they were going to protect their income. They've made an extraordinary investment into Compass Point and into this home that they're building. They had an opportunity to spend $20,000 more and put brick around the whole front, but they went ahead with hardy plank siding instead because they wanted to save some money because they're heading towards retirement. That retirement means this, that their income is going to stay the same. However, their bills are going to continue to go up and up and up and up. So the reason why they contracted us is they wanted to protect themselves from paying over exorbitant energy costs, saving 25 to 34% of that energy bill for the rest of their lives in that custom built home that they built, is the reason why they ended up contracting us. So level of comfort was one issue for them. But that energy bill protection is the major point. And now imagine what's going to happen with the Seidels now that they come, they move into their house, they have comfort. You know, now, of course, the Appels, Fred Appel next door, he's also getting that beautiful boost in energy bills where he doesn't have to overly pay Brunswick Electric or Duke Progress Energy. But at the end, guess what? The Seidels now are going to be saving up to 25% on their energy bills for the rest of their lives with a very small investment to complement what Kent Homes was doing.
Well, the Appels, they have a really nice garden in the back, and I was talking to Mrs. Appel the other day, or actually yesterday, and she started talking about her bills because she was very happy with the work we did initially when we did it. But she was even more ecstatic when she said, you know, what her highest energy bill was this winter. I want to say it's like a 3,400 square foot house, and she mm-hmm. said her average bill, or not her average bill, her highest bill this winter was $178.
Yeah.
That is really, really strong. And now for the Seidels, they're going to be spoiled because they're going to come in, they're going to see these low energy bills, and they're going to start talking to their neighbors, and mm-hmm. they're going to realize what big of a difference. And when you talk about retirement, the two most expensive things that you're going to have to replace as a homeowner is your heating and cooling system and your roof. And we're protecting both of those. I had one builder bring up this week, well, what about that tech shield stuff, that radiant barrier that's on the back of roof decking? And for a million reasons, I started explaining why I don't like it. For a radiant barrier to be effective, it has to have at least a 3/4 inch gap of airflow behind it. So if it's flat on a surface, it's not going to be as effective. Not to mention that those shingles are going to heat up even more. The number one cause to shingle failure in our area, folks, is the temperature of your attic. So when you put that tech shield on, it's just going to make it happen even more. So this is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We'll be right back. Everything to everyone up in that umbrella. And we're back. The College of Energy Knowledge. I don't feel empty. I feel very full. Thank you, Empire Bagel, for my wonderful ham, egg, and cheese, everything bagel that you prepared for me and had ready for me so I could make it here to the show on time.
I love those bagels.
They're really good, huh?
They're really, really good. Really good bagels.
Me and Tyrone have a lot in common. He's a little darker, a little taller, but other than that, we both get really caught up in our work and forget to eat, and we just keep going and going and going and going, and so I've got him on a bagel kick now, which works out great, because when I miss lunch, when I leave a job site, I see that his wife has put two healthy bars that they give to him to put on my seat to make sure that I eat lunch. So,
that's right.
You know, we just got to stay healthy, man.
Absolutely.
We got a nice little I'm really proud of JR and the crew leaders that we have. They've really stepped up and making sure as soon as the guys get on the job site, now that it's starting to get warm, that they, you know, have to drink a whole bottle of water and take those salt tablets before they even get in the attic. And there's these really neat things. Have you seen him, those little Propel bottles that he has?
Yes, yes.
Those things are so neat, and they have sodium in it as well, which is good to help them retain that salt. And they pour them right in the water so they're not drinking just water. And it's just a big game changer as hot as it gets up there.
Well, the other thing that they're doing is, you know, they'll start getting where the heat's going to hit the home and get that radiant barrier up as soon and as quick as possible. I know the first day of the Kent build, I was just amazed. I know, you know, it's fun being an employee of All About Energy Solutions, and, you know, obviously it sounds like a sales pitch, but, you know, facts are facts and results are results. And when I walked into that attic space, I heard the other contractors that were around talking about how cool it was inside of this place, because they're all still working, framing, you know, throwing up the sheetrock, starting to do their work. But what a blessing to them guys to be able to be in a house that we're putting radiant barrier, because we just made that house extraordinarily cooler as a result of getting that radiant barrier up. So, yeah, the hats off to our installers. They really think more outside of the box than any other installation crew that I've had the pleasure of being around, especially JR and Chris. They've really stepped up their game even since I've been here. You know, clean trucks, prepared for the job sites, not forgetting materials. I mean, it's just all the things that end up being headaches for the normal homeowner, I think that our guys have really eliminated, which makes our job a lot easier. I think the only issue we have now is getting more installers.
Well, not to mention the fact that we have the only installers in the United States of America that show up to work in attics and crawl spaces wearing a shirt and tie.
That's right. That's right. And I think the homeowners really enjoy that. We definitely set ourselves apart on the job site when we're walking around in, you know, that suit and tie shirt. So another thing is that when we were talking earlier, Chris, about having those draft points, I want the listener to really take some time to think about their own personal house, not only their energy bill, but the level of comfort that they have in their homes. A great reason why people should have an energy audit to their home is not necessarily about just saving money. However, let's look at the house and see where we have drafts. Now, this is that time of the year where people are thinking, okay, great, the winter is over, my energy bills are going to start, you know, going back down, be a little bit more reasonable. But lo and behold, listeners, one thing that's going to happen is you're going to be hitting some extraordinarily high energy bills with that cooling cost now. Because whenever you have that extreme winter, guess what comes right behind it?
That's why you can't, know, so many people, you have your heat on, and then you last couple of years we really haven't had a spring. You go right from, you know, cold to you know, hot. You can't just one day have your heat on, the next day turn your AC on. And that's why, I mean, Jim Benetti with Total Comfort, his phone has been ringing off the hook because of, you know, that's why you got to get that maintenance contract. If you don't have a maintenance agreement for your HVAC, you really should. Another customer in Compass Point we just saw, they were interested in some LED lights, showed up, gave him our brochure, showed him our suit and tie and how professional we were, and started talking about what we do as a company and taking him to the College of Energy Knowledge, explaining the breakdown of their energy bill, explaining the breakdown of, you know, how their home loses energy. And as soon as they looked at our brochure, you do those solar attic fans. Mm-hmm. We want one of those. How much is one of those? And I said, to be frank, I wouldn't want to sell you one for your house. because I don't like it. A, it's an extra hole in your roof, and B, in our area, a soffit and ridge vent is the most effective form of ventilation. When you put some other type of ventilation in there, it actually confuses the air, disrupts the airflow. And so I was explaining all this, and they asked what we did. So we went up the attic, and there was a half an inch of water in their pan.
Oh, wow.
It was dripping really bad. It was really, really, really hot in their attic. And then I had to explain to them why it was dripping.
Now, what does that come from? Is that condensation?
Well, it's a couple of things. First off, it was a train system. So train systems, my very small level of expertise when it comes to heating and air. And real quick, anybody wants to chime in? I'm kind of rude this morning. I apologize. Feel free to call in if you have any questions about what we're talking about. The number to the station here is 833-8764. That's 833-8764. What had happened is, they have a maintenance contract with their builder, and this happened to them last year. And so whoever that maintenance contract, I won't say any names, but I really don't like that company. They came out and they flushed the system, and they said, okay, you should be good. Well, once we saw all that water in the pan, they immediately called their HVAC company that they have a maintenance agreement through the builder. And very quickly, what they realized is the builder said, no problem, we'll send somebody out there and we'll re-clean that line out, because what happens is that line gets clogged, mm-hmm. With dust and things like that. If this ever happens to you, Tyrone, now you'll know what I know, which I didn't know. If someone comes and cleans out your line, flushes out that line should not have water in it. It should be good for the next 4 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So here, really quickly, they were just going to try to go out there, flush out the line, and be done with it. What they're trying to do is they're trying to kick the can down the road, because next year they won't have a maintenance agreement through the builder, and then if there's something wrong, they'll actually make money off of going out there and do the work. And that just really, really makes me mad when contractors do that to people. So I called, Jim Benetti with Total Comfort Services, and gave him a call, told him what was going on. He said, Chris, blah, 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 there's something else going wrong. Really quickly, he was able to figure out what was going on and give the homeowner enough information so when that contractor came out there to fix that line that they're not going to let him just go in there, fix it, and leave and say it's done. They're really going to hold him accountable, make sure it's done right. And again, I gave that's another nice thing about doing business with All About Energy Solutions. We're going to try to help you do things right instead of just going to buy. But anyways, that air handler where you have the pan, if you stick your hand underneath there where the air is coming out into that main trunk line, if you feel cold air, Tyrone, it's just no different than if we were to take a glass of ice water and set it on this table right now. It's not that hot in here,
right?
But it's going to sweat, right?
That's
right. It's going to condensate. When you have that cold air hitting that warm attic, it's going to create condensation, and that was one of the areas, but there was a greater problem they were having anyways. So long story short, we got them covered. Thank you, Jim, with Total Comfort, and we will be right back. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. Daddy left the proof on
her cheek. You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Chris DeHart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
That number again, in case you didn't get it, was 253-0170 for All About Energy Solutions. And here to the radio station is 833-8764. Someone really liked that break. We have a caller. Give me 1 second. Good morning. You're live with the College of Energy Knowledge.
Hi, Chris. It's Don Lewis.
Don Lewis, how are you, sir?
Doing good. I just wanted to comment about the radiant barrier.
Yeah, please do.
I had my garage was insulated on the walls, but not up, in the ceiling. And it was just open rafters up there. So I purchased some of the radiant barrier from you. It was during the summer. And I really didn't want to have to go to the time and aggravation with putting up standard insulation.
Yep.
So what I did is I just stapled the radium barrier right up against the rafters. And as I was putting it up, as I got further and further across the garage, I was checking temperatures at different places. And by the time I had finished, the difference between where the radiant barrier was and where I had not gotten it up there yet was an 18-degree difference.
Oh, absolutely. And for everybody listening, let me let you know who's on the line here. This is Don Lewis. This guy knows a lot about a lot of stuff. And I remember when I first met you, Don, and I showed you what we did, the look of skepticism. And when you looked at it, you were like, there's no way this stuff works as good as you're saying it does. And I just remember from talking to you a little bit more and a little bit more when we finally got to put up there. Because if I remember correctly, you had a portion of it that actually had insulation. Then you had a portion of it that had radiant bearing insulation. And then you had a portion of it that just had the radiant barrier. And both sides that had the radiant barrier were far more effective than that traditional insulation, which, as you know, insulation doesn't stop heat, it just slows it down. And I forgot about your sunroom. That was a 18-degree difference. I mean, that's a big number from a heating and cooling standpoint. We're talking about a lot of air you'd have to put in that room to make up for that 8 degrees, right?
Well, the difference, by putting the radiant barrier in my sunroom, I was able to put a, what we call a 7-inch supply line in the sunroom.
Yes, sir.
And before, had I not put the radiant barrier in, I was going to have to put a 7-inch and a 6-inch in order to carry the heat load that would be in that room based on a program I have where I can determine how many BTUs or how much cooling needs to be in a room.
Yes, sir.
And so basically you're talking about a difference of 70 CFM less that I had to put in that room in order to maintain proper temperature.
That is really strong, Don. And because, you know, I do consider you an expert in the HVAC business. What would you say for the listeners? Pick your brain a little bit. Thank you for the kind words, but I'd also like to pick your brain. What's the best way to transition between winter, you know, and summer in the spring with having your heat on, especially after the winter that we just had, to turning that AC on? Is it best to wait, you know, on a mild day to turn your air on just to make sure it works so you're not actually calling for, you know, that 68 or whatever temperature you like to keep it in your house, that 75-degree temperature when it's 90 out, making it work harder? What's the best way to transition that?
Well, the best way to transition that is whenever you start having weather, basically like we've had the past couple of weeks, you'll have the days which will be anywhere from 70 to 85 to 88. And when it gets above 70, when it gets in the 70s, I normally turn my air conditioner on then just to make sure that it is cooling properly, that there are no problems. And the reason I do that is because if there is a problem and I wait until we start having 90-degree days, mm-hmm. guys like Jim Benetti are running themselves ragged trying to keep up with the no cooling calls. So therefore, it's going to take them longer to get to you.
Yeah.
If you can catch it at the beginning of the season before everything gets real busy, then, hey, you can get it taken care of and you can be comfortable for the summer.
That makes perfect sense. How are you liking those LED lights?
Oh, I love those, man. I saw about, I think it was about a $10 a month drop in my electric bill whenever I finally got everything changed over.
And that wasn't that many lights either. I don't know that I've seen you since we finished the Mohs on College and Oleander, but we had insulated half the building with radiant barrier and changed out half the lights with LEDs, and their bill this January and this February was $300 lower than last January and February. And we just finished the product and changing out all the other lights and doing the radiant barrier. And that we're confident that we're going to be saving them close to $500 a month with the work that we've done, which for a small business, that's a lot of money. That's a very quick return on their investment.
Well, here's another just quick thought on that process. Now, I always talk about reducing it down to ridiculous. If you're saving $10 a month, over the next year, you've saved $120. However, over the next 10 years, which the life expectancy of a LED light bulb is 22.8 years if it was left 3 to 5 hours on a day, every single day, 365 days out of the year. So guess what? We've got now $120 a year over the next 10 years. You just saved $1,200 in the next 10 years.
Actually, it's more than that because you didn't include the cost of inflation, the cost of energy that's going up, which we know is going to continue to go up.
So that's
in our area.
As if it didn't go up one penny, you would have been saving, you know, $1,200 over the next 10 years. Well, guess what? Put that into little junior's college fund or whatever, you know, you want to put it towards. So, and that's just for something as simple as changing a light bulb.
I say we let little junior work it out for himself and Don can just take us to go play golf.
There you go. That's the best way to spend the money.
You're speaking of lights. Let me give you an example of the difference the LED lights can make. We had an occasion where a builder had built a new house, and we got a call one day. It was probably about 90 degrees, and they said that the home would not stay at 76 degrees. And so went out there. Everything checked out okay, and this happened to be a day that they didn't tell us it was a model home. Mm-hmm. So we ended up going back, I guess it was around 11 o'clock one morning, and it was a model home. They would go in at 8 o'clock in the morning. They would turn on every light in the house.
Funny.
And when I say every light in the house, I'm talking about 21 of the can lights in the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and every one of those lights were 75-watt bulbs.
Oh.
I was getting the face temperature on the bulb was about 135 degrees.
And they get up to 243 degrees, believe
it or not.
That's
exactly right. And so what I did is I had run the load calculation on that house for the contractor. I went back and then I put in all the additional lights and the heat coming off the lights. And in order to just take care of the additional heat load the lights were putting out, it was going to take an additional 3/4 of a ton of air conditioning.
Wow, almost a whole nother ton to make that happen.
That's right.
All right, Don, we're coming.
Simply by taking those lights and putting LEDs in, it solved the problem.
I love it. Don, I appreciate your call. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk to you soon, sir. We'll be right back. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. One could end up going. Saturday. Thanks, Don, for calling. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. If you haven't already downloaded the app, feel free to download the app if you're not driving anymore and you don't want to listen to it on a phone. You can do it on your desktop. It's WMYT, My Talker Radio. Feel free to call in at 833-8764. My name is Chris DeHart. I'm the owner and operator of All About Energy Solutions. Our website is wilmington.allaboutenergysolutions.com. And with me in the studio, as always, moving forward, is my right-hand man, Mr. Tyrone Fagan.
Absolutely. And I just want to say to all of our listeners today, please take the opportunity to come out to the Family Fit Fun Day in Leland at the First Baptist Church there in Leland. Not only is it a great opportunity for you to be able to bring out the kids and the family and have a whole bunch of free activities, But it's also an opportunity to come out and shake hands with the All About Energy Solutions crew. And if you have any questions or you'd like to sign up for a free home energy audit, or just be able to, you know, rub elbows with us. A lot of times people say just by talking to us, start saving you money right off the bat.
It's true.
You know, it's just a quick little conversation. Anything, most people don't even realize that adjustable threshold at your front entrance of your door, there's going to be 3 to 4 little small plastic circles. Pop those little plastic circles up. Underneath them, there's a screw. That screw can allow for your adjustable threshold to come up. And guess what? It makes the door a little bit tighter, and you guys just started saving money. So it's definitely worth your time to come out to Family Fit Fun Day in Leland at First Baptist Church. We'd love to be able to share some ideas with you guys and make recommendations on your home as to what you can do. But more importantly, at some point, you know, and as the vice president of All About Energy Solutions, I call Chris Kringle. Not Chris DeHart, because he is the most incredibly giving person I have ever met in my professional life. And he does for his customers more than anybody I've ever worked for. With that being said, that always comes at a cost. And I'm always beating Chris over the head saying, hey, man, we've got to stay consistent. We got to, in order for us to grow as a company, unfortunately, we do have to charge for things. And while we're continuing to give free home energy audits, I'm sure the listener understands that some people call, they make an appointment, Chris or I go to show up, and then somebody had to go to the grocery store or what have you. But that creates overhead and cost for us when people don't show for those appointments. So I'm throwing up the idea now back and forth, you know, with all the information that we provide our homeowners. And just so that you know, your home energy audit, 80% to 85% of the work that All About Energy Solutions does costs the homeowner absolutely nothing. 80 to 85%. The only thing that we're going to do in the making the recommendations and doing your energy audit is really at the heart and soul. When Chris came back from Iraq and started this company and wanted people to know how precious energy was in this country and how to save, the key factor is being an energy conservationist. So, you know, although we're not expensive to start with, the bottom line is that we need to consistently grow as a company. So giving out free energy audits, having people save extraordinary amounts of money on their energy bills, may at some point have to come at a cost. So I encourage you, while we're still continuing to give the free home energy audit, to come on out, sign up for one today, and you can meet us face to face. Realize we don't bark or bite.
Nope.
We just hug and love. So with that being said, you know, I really also want to, you know, give a shout out to Kent Builders. It's been a great opportunity this week working with them and John, their superintendent out there. We worked extraordinarily well together, made sure that inspections were passed, and also made sure that the level of comfort for the Seidel property in Compass Point is going to be a comfortable home for them. They keep talking about their 10-year plan. Well, their 10-year plan is extraordinarily protected now with not having to pay over exorbitant energy costs, because they've protected themselves with not only sealed attic penetrations, but also making sure that that radiant barrier is reflecting, you know, 97.7% of the radiant transfer of heat that can come into a home, which is the primary way that people lose energy in their home. So
just, well, people know. I mean, it's not really selling when they go up into their attic around noon today and see right. What the temperature is. I mean, where is that heat going? The Department of Energy says it takes 9 hours for your attic to cool down in the summertime. 9 hours. So if you do the math, 8:30, it gets dark in the middle of summer, the sun's finally set, you know, 9 hours later, the sun's rising, and you're about to do it all over again. So where do you think it's going to take a lot easier for that attic to cool down if it's only 90 to 100 degrees versus the 145, 155, which we're seeing? And that's all we want to do, folks. We want to keep the heat out in the summer for you. We want to keep it in. And like I say, it's common sense stuff. Anytime the government gets involved and want to save people money, it's somebody behind behind sitting behind a desk that might have a very good degree, and they might know everything there is to know about energy efficiency, but knowing it and doing it is two separate things. And we do it. We've seen it works. The proof is in the pudding. And that's what we want. We want to answer your questions. We want to save you money on your energy bill. If it keeps going the way that it's going, we have a very good reputation, obviously, but we have a chance to take this company to the next level. We have a chance to take it. There's people interested in other states. They already like our business model, and it just makes sense. Conservation. Why throw? I love what Jim said in one building he got called to, and they're like, it's so hot in this room. I need you to put more air in it. And he said, why would you put more air in it? Why don't you just keep the heat out?
That's right. And one more thing, Chris, before we leave today. Also, in the interest of keeping summertime, one thing that we've talked a lot about our radiant barrier. We've talked about our sealed attic penetrations and the partnership and the work that we do with Duke Progress Energy. But also take an opportunity to look at our website for our Crystal Bond product. Yep. Now that summer heat is starting to come in and blast through those windows, we have a product that saves 60 to 70% of the heat transfer that's coming into your home while keeping out 99.9% of the UV rays, which is a molecular bond painted on material that loses absolutely no visual integrity to your windows, which is our Crystal Bond product.
Crystal Bond is a great product. We have videos that on our website. We're able to stop all the UV for you and over 60% of the heat, which is a game changer for those sunrooms, people out there that have the sunrooms. So thank you for listening this week, folks. We're really excited about the show. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. I'm Chris DeHart, and remember, at All About Energy Solutions, we're increasingly green, but always red, white, and blue. We're proud of your son.